We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I know you're a big baseball fan. We've talked to you. I believe you're a Dodgers fan, if I remember correctly. What does opening day mean for you? And I know you're still in the grind of the NBA season, but do you take a little time to pay attention to what's going on with opening day?
Oh, a little bit. You know, I know Kershaw's going to be on the mound for the Dodgers, so that's usually a good thing if you're a Dodgers fan. And I think I saw on the ticker they're playing the Giants, so that's a big rivalry. So, I guess it's that time of year. The sun's out today, and it's time for a little baseball, I guess.
Coach, you guys have just got back from one of the longest road trips of the year. Are there any advantages to being on the road as long as you guys were?
Well, it certainly was long. This one felt like we were out there forever. You know, the thing I will say, I think we prefer to go out and play three or four games and you know, be on the road for a little while. The one game out, one game back, those are the worst. So this might have been a little bit on the long side, but, you know, if you were going to pick, I think we prefer to go out and play a few games, stay on the road, and then come back and be home for a while. The thing that's the worst is when you kind of, you know, out and back, and that's hard to get a rhythm, and you feel like every game's on the road. And So, but this was a long one, no doubt about it.
I know San Antonio has the rodeo road trip that they have every year where the San Antonio rodeo takes over. When you looked at the schedule this year and you saw all of these West Coast games in a row, do you circle it and say, we've got to be right for this time? Do you dread it when you see it? Or is it just one of those scenarios, you know, in an 82-game stretch, you're going to be on the road for a while?
Yeah, no, I mean, this is, I would say, somewhat normal. You know, it's just part of life in the NBA. And, you know, you go through the schedule when you get it at the beginning of the year. And we don't have that, you know, like the Spurs or some other teams where the circus comes to town, I think, in Chicago or these different things where they know they're going to be gone, you know, a certain period of the year. But, you know, I think, you know, it started with the Milwaukee game, and we actually came back to Atlanta for a couple days, which I think was the right thing, and then out west for those games. So, you know, but it was, you know, a lot of good basketball, you know, good teams, you know, teams that a lot of playoff teams. So I was happy to have our guys get those opportunities and, you know, play against some, you know, great teams, great individual players. So, you know, I think there was a lot of good things that happened on the road trip.
Coach, when you talk about the young players, with Dennis being out, this young man, Isaiah Taylor, is getting more opportunities to shine. Last night had a pretty good game. What has been his development this year, especially now that he's getting more and more time on the court?
Yeah, no, it's been great how Isaiah has grown and, you know, I think kind of really came in as a third point guard and a guy that, is, you know, I think undrafted and mostly in the G League. And now he's kind of establishing himself as a backup, and, you know, I think his speed and his ability to attack the paint, attack the basket, you know, it just fits us well. You know, Dennis is so great getting to the basket and attacking the paint. You come with Isaiah, and it's similar, and he's got a pop, a burst. You know, he goes up to dunk on Karl Anthony Towns last night. I think, you know, everybody's it's impressive what he can do. And I think his basketball kind of IQ and understanding how to include his teammates and decisions and passing, you know, they're all improving and his shot. So, you know, really happy with how he's taking advantage of his opportunity.
It's On the Court with Coach Bud. We do it each and every Thursday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of Dennis, I've read where it looks like Dennis may be back on Friday at the earliest. Do you think he'll be back ready to roll in that game against Philadelphia?
Yeah, we'll just have to see tomorrow when he comes in, you know, how he's feeling and, you know, if there's any kind of pain or if there's, you know, doing certain cuts or doing things that it takes to, you know, function in an NBA game. So, you know, I think today will be a day off for everybody. We're just kind of remembering what our beds and our houses and our families and all those people look like today. And tomorrow we'll get, you know, get together in the morning and see how Dennis looks and feels and, you know, be sure we take care of his health.
Speaking of bed, Coach, we were talking the other day, just joking, you know, some of the stuff we do here on Sports Talk Radio, about old days where we had the box spring on the floor and no mattress and all that good stuff. You do have a headboard and all that stuff in your house, right?
I do. There's been some good influence on me so that to have the mattress on the floor was not an option anymore. You know, as you hopefully grow up and mature a little bit. So, but I remember those days. I could slip back into them, I'm sure.
Don't do that, Coach.
Yeah, I know.
Coach, I was looking at the roster, and I'm looking at all these young players that you do have. It's been a trying year, but they have gotten some valuable experience. A guy like Collins, and I think Torian Prince, seems like he's elevating himself to be one of those really good wing players. When you see the draft coming up, Coach, what is the main thing that you think that the Hawks need to focus to keep these young guys growing on the right direction?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Travis and his group have been out watching all year, and, you know, they haven't really downloaded us. But at the end of the day, I think where we are as an organization, it's going to be best player, you know, wherever we end up drafting. I think, you know, we just got to keep adding great players. And, you know, I do think we've got between, you know, Dennis and Torin and John, and then Baze is kind of a veteran guy. You know, I think we've got some really good players that, you know, I think are going to be important to whoever it is we draft. They got to come and join some solid, you know, young players and some veterans. And, you know, so I think John's versatility of being, you know, being able to go between both the big positions, and really Torin and Baze and Dennis, you know, I think we're just, you know, at the end of the day, you got to take best player and just trying to integrate them into our group. And, you know, I think the draft is going to be an exciting time for our organization.
Coach, I know you were on the road a long time. Back last Thursday at Sacramento, one of the most surreal games that we've ever paid attention to, with the protests going on outside. What was it like inside the arena?
Yeah, no, it was really strange, no doubt. You know, feel for the Sacramento community and everything that's happening there. And, you know, our thoughts are with them and really what's happening across the country. But, you know, for the game, it was, you know, they brought – I don't know however many people got in. I'm not sure how they got in, but at some point, you know, they closed the doors. And so, you know, they're playing in front of a mostly empty arena. And, but, you know, I think, yeah, I played Division III ball, so I played in a lot of mostly empty gyms before. So I joked with a couple of my coaches, felt like a Division III game, but, you know, or a minor league game. But, you know, I think the players, you know, on both teams, you know, what they did, and I think, you know, the competitiveness and the game and the people that were there, you know, appreciated it. I think we all appreciate what the Sacramento community is going through. And so it was, I've never seen anything like it.
The Kings owner came out afterwards and made a pretty powerful statement about you guys having a voice and being able to use your voice and being able to kind of, you know, be bigger than just basketball. Do you ever talk about, or how much of that do you talk about with your team representing the Hawks and maybe sometimes speaking out on more than basketball?
Yeah, we talk some. You know, I think that, you know, it's one of those things where you have to walk a fine line, and, you know, I think players have to find their comfort level and just know that we support them and, you know, everything that they believe in and what's important to them, you know, including away from the court, and most importantly, probably away from the court. And give them that confidence and that comfort that we're supportive. And, you know, we have conversations occasionally. But, you know, it's like anything. You know, there's lots of different ideas in a locker room and vantage points. And I think, you know, everybody wants to be heard. And I think that's important. And we encourage it. But, you know, it's also you don't want to overdo it.
Makes sense. Coach, one last one for me. Earlier this year before the season started, I was covering for either Rick or John, and we were talking about this big man, Dwayne Dedman, that nobody really knew about, but a guy who has given you some valuable minutes this year. Do you see him, that core that you talked about early with Baze and those guys, do you see him as part of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think he has a chance to be. You know, he has an option in his contract, and, you know, so he's going to, when the season ends, I'm certain he's going to sit down with his family and his people and figure out what's best for him. And, you know, I think we've loved having Dwayne, and, you know, he's been invaluable to us. And I think, you know, he certainly can be a part of a good team and have a big role. And he's had that for us. And I think, you know, if it worked out that he had that going forward, that would be something we would love.
Well, Coach, congratulations on being back home, being able to sleep in your own bed. You got Philadelphia on Friday, Orlando on Sunday at Phillips Arena. I'm sure you're looking forward to being able to play in front of a home crowd. We appreciate the time, as always.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Take care. Have a good day.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.